When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You're listening to End Time World News right here on Red Circle. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Okay, and what End Time World News is, folks, is End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, our prayer request, folks, or more information about this podcast, please contact endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I'm your host, as always. I'm your host, Eric. Good evening, and I hope that you are doing fantastic and you are doing well. And again, End Time World News, folks, we're a podcast, just to sum it up, about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, news, current and world events, and of course, the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what we're anxiously awaiting. So I hope that sums it up for you, folks. I hope you're having a fantastic week and week so far and had a weekend. Today's news comes from LifeSiteNews.com. That's LifeSiteNews.com. And it's a very interesting article, LifeSiteNews.com. The link will be down below, as always. The link will be down below. And today's date is December 1st, 2021, Wednesday. The article reads as follows. This is very interesting. We'll get into this here just a little bit here, folks. Trudeau's discriminatory travel ban against the unvaccinated Canadians goes into effect. As of today, vaccination is required to travel within and out of Canada, the Public Health Agency of Canada declared. Ottawa. Canada came one step closer to becoming full-blown Orwellian state after a policy ban on Canadians over 12 who have chosen not to get the abortion-tainted COVID jabs from traveling by air, sea, train into effect. As of today, the vaccination required for travel within and out of Canada, the Public Health Agency of Canada says in a news release. Canada's Prime Minister Omar Albanese, I think maybe I'm butchering that name, folks, forgive me, Omar Algaribes, I think, Ministerial Order 47 reads, a person is prohibited from boarding an aircraft for a flight or entering a restricted area unless they are a fully vaccinated person. The draconian policy comes at the hands of Canada's pro-abortion Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Those without COVID jabs will be barred from traveling both domestically and internationally. Up until November 30th, travelers without the COVID jabs were able to use proof of negative tests to be allowed to board a flight. For now, the government is leaving it up to airlines to enforce the rules. However, it remains to be seen how this rule will apply to the dual citizens from foreign nationals in Canada, who by all means have the right to return to their home countries. Trudeau for some time has been promising to ban the unjabbed from traveling both within Canada and without, or within Canada and out. Those with the jabs will have to use Canada's vaccine passport or provincial system to prove that they still have experimental injections. According to public health officials of Canada, there will be a limited exemptions such as medical inability to be vaccinated or for those who want to travel without the jabs. The ministerial Order 47 read those who are sincerely held religious belief and who are entitled to become accommodated on the basis under acceptable legislation by being permitted to enter a restricted area and or board aircraft without being a fully vaccinated person may be able to get an exemption. And then no matter what the final destination, ensuring travelers vaccinated against COVID-19 protects travelers and transportation workers. And then it says, I go on, folks, to read the rest of the article here. Then it goes on to say, legal group to challenge draconian travel rule in court. In response to Trudeau's new rule barring the unjabbed from travel, air, train, or by sea, the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom, or the JCCF, announced today that it'll be looking to legally challenge the Transport Canada's ministerial Order 47 in federal court, vilifying the identifiable group in a society of dirty or claiming that our spreaders of the disease is a page from a playbook of history's most adherent tyrants, said Jay Cameron, litigation director at JCCF, in its press release. Ministerial Order 47, Transport Canada, is an act of appalling cruelty and persecution not seen in Canada in the past half century. The JCCF said that the group is now preparing court documents to file in federal court to ask the judge to uphold Canada's charter rights and freedoms in the face of unprecedented government oppression. The Trudeau government is ruling via ministerial fiat, not pursuant to any democratic checks and balances, Cameron said. And this is true, folks. Let me just say, stop and say something right here. It is amazing to me, it is amazing to me that these countries such as Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and I can go on and on and on, wherever you see these dictators oppressing their own people, people seem to keep electing the dictators. And I know in a lot of cases, like in the United States, it was fraud how Biden got elected. But that's another topic for another day. It seems that these dictators keep doing what they do and people don't rise up and people don't do anything. They don't peacefully protest. They don't do anything. Yeah, they're doing a little down in Australia. They might do a little in New Zealand. They might do in Austria. They might do in Italy. They might do in different places in Spain and different places around the world. But nothing is getting accomplished. Do you follow what I'm saying, folks? That's what you have to understand. Nothing gets accomplished. You know, this is a time more than ever you have to believe in God and trust in God through Jesus Christ. This is the time. People would say to me and argue with me, well, Eric, you know, you're way off and this jab has nothing to do with the beast. The mark is the RFID chip. No, this is part of the system. This is a systematic part of the system, the depopulation part, once they depopulate almost everybody in the world, then the ones left will be forced to take the mark of the beast. And that's what people don't understand. They can't rule some 7 or 8 billion people. These rulers can't possibly contain that. So like in anything else, if you have ever been on a farm, all they do is just thin the herd. That's all they do. They thin the herd. And by thinning the herd or depopulation, by giving everybody this poisonous shot, and I just want to say my disclaimer, I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I going to give you medical health care advice, but under the First Amendment free speech in the United States, I can bring you this, and under the Freedom of Information Act, so I can disclose this. So again, that's their way of doing things, is by depopulation. They can't possibly rule almost 8 billion people in the world. So again, they have to get rid of most people. And by thinning the herd, they want to get it down to about 500 million. They've got to kill right now, or soft kill through this pretend vaccination, about 7.5 billion people. And they think that they can rule 500 million. And from the 500 million, of course, later down the road, they already have it in place, the microchip, the RFID chip. It's just getting smaller and smaller, and pretty soon they'll have it with tattoos, and you can just tattoo it on you, and it's painless and everything, but they'll have a form of the microchip. They already have it that goes under the skin. So that's the mark of the beast, folks. We're already on top of it. This COVID vaccine is part of the mark of the beast. And people can argue with me till the cows come home. They can argue with me till the day is long. This is the mark. This is the system, the precursor of the mark of the beast, folks. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Go back and read the book of Revelation if you want to just verify what I'm saying. I mean, it's in the book of Revelation, and just go and read the book of Revelation start to finish. And it's just amazing. It talks about everything that will go on, everything that will take place, right according to how God said it, right according to how it's predicted in the Bible and written, okay? It's going that way right now. We're already there. We're already in the last chapter, okay? We're already in the final countdown. And you have to understand that just like in Canada, folks, just like in Canada, the clock is ticking, and it's ticking fast, and the time is about to run out for humanity. They will start forcing this, if not by the end of this year, which, you know, we're already in December, so the year is almost over. Not much they can really do now with the holidays and everything coming up. They'll be mellow, but as soon as January, February, and March of 2022 rolls around, these people will be forcing the shots on everybody. And when they take the shot, I hope you know, I'm not taking the shot, but when they take the shot, you take the shot. Your life is a ticking time bomb, and that's what you have to understand, folks. You can't take the vaccine. That's all I got to say. If you want to take the vaccine, I'll pray for you. Drop me a line there at the email. I'll give it to you again at the end of the show. I'll pray for you if you've already taken the vax. And I know billions of people have taken the vax just out of fear. But that's what they want. That's how they get rid of the population. And people aren't dying fast enough for the elites. The elites would be the Rothschilds, the Bilderberg Group. The Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefellers, John David Rockefeller, all those. George Soros is in there. Of course, Bill Gates is in there. All them people. They're all part of it. I mean, there's hundreds of people that are part of it. Hundreds of people, just a couple hundred people, ruling thousands of billions of people in the world. The Rothschilds own everything imaginable, have stocks and everything. They basically just about control the world. They have stocks and funds and everything imaginable. So they basically control most of the world. About, I think it was 94-96%. And everything you can imagine. Same with the Rockefellers. They do that for control. If you don't know Jesus Christ, folks, you better know him now. Time is running out. So let's get back to the article here. I'm going to just skip around and just try to hit the highlights. And again, the article link will be down below for your full review, and you can read the full article in its entirety. In effect to the travel in Canada from Botswana, Egypt, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zimbabwe have been banned. Canada citizens or those with the right to enter Canada, regardless of vaccination status, will be allowed in. However, they'll have to undergo enhanced pre-entry, arrival testing, screening, quarantine measures. The government says unvaccinated travelers have the right to enter Canada and will be tested on day 8. They will be forced to quarantine for 14 days. The unjabbed Canadians who arrive by air will now be mandated in a designated quarantine facility or suitable location while they await the result of their arrival test. Despite travel ban for the unjabbed, those without it will still be allowed to pass through Canada on connecting flights, says the government. Also, COVID tests are not required for in-transit travelers. The JCCF, that group, the new COVID vaccines have harmful side effects. Well, yes, they do. I've been saying that for almost a year now. In the press release regarding the travel ban of the unjabbed, the JCCF said the COVID jabs harmful side effect include myocarditis, death, and that caused many Canadians to unfold their informed consent to taking one. The JCCF said that the medical and scientific evidence established that the new date of the new COVID jabs do not prevent the transmission of COVID in ordinance with the vaccine manufacturers themselves have stated. Both vaccinated and unvaccinated can get COVID and can spread COVID without significant or verified differences between the two groups, the JCCF said. The JCCF that both the vaccinated and unvaccinated die from COVID and natural immunity in those who already had COVID is effective and likely more effective than the vaccine-induced immunity. The JCCF lawyer Allison Pijavec, I think Pijavec, if I'm not butchering her name, added that the Canadians are seeing its government escalating its persecution of millions of Canadians who are exercising their constitutional right to bodily autonomy, preventing millions of Canadians from traveling by plane or train or gross infringement on their civil liberties and guaranteed to hurt their employment, businesses, and ability to free their families. Trudeau has mandated COVID-19 jabs for all public service workers, as well as been blasted by the constitutional groups for such Justice Center constitutional freedoms, saying such mandates are a totalitarian society looks like. The COVID-19 injections approved for emergency use in Canada include Pfizer jab for all ages 5 on up and have all connections to cells derived from aborted fetuses. Okay, I'm going to pause right there, folks. That's a little more to go in the article. But again, you can read the article in its entirety. Justin Trudeau, again, like most of these other dictators, I keep shaking my head here in Central Florida in the United States, and I just keep shaking my head. Why do people keep electing these clowns and these jerks sometimes? I pray and pray and pray for the people, but they seem to just keep putting the clowns into office. The clowns are the ones that are oppressing and harming their people, and through dictatorial governments, and it just keeps going on and on and on. It's nonsensical. It's nonstop. It never, ever ends, folks. It never, ever ends. And so I don't understand that. I don't think I'll ever understand that. But again, maybe it's just me, but I never understood why people elect tyrannical leaders, that the tyrannical leader with his or her charisma, maybe good looks and charisma, are able to baffle the crowds and baffle their own people and just play their own people and get reelected over and over and over and just play the game. And they play the game really, really well to fool and deceive the people that elects them. So, I mean, it's just simply amazing, folks. I don't even, you know, I just roll my head and roll my eyes, and I just wonder the poor people of Canada, what they're going through. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, here's a simple prayer, folks. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, if you want to accept him right now, please, please, please find a quiet spot. Take just 2 or 3 minutes and just say this prayer with me. Just repeat after me, folks. Just repeat. Here's a simple prayer if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ. Here's the opportunity to gain salvation into heaven, because we're on a timetable, folks, and time is running out. The clock is ticking, and we're down to the wire now. This will go down. All countries, United States will be the last of the great countries, but United States will go down, and United States is going to go down, and people, even in this, even in my own country here, they'll probably just throw their guns away and stick out their arms. Everybody will get jabbed, and therefore everybody will end up eventually dying over this COVID vaccine. Because they've just lost the will to stand up for what they believe in. And if you take the jab, there's no turning back. You can try to get the poisons out of your body, but there's no turning back. You've already been marked. There's DNA, which are inside the shot, inside the vaccine. And once you take the shot, there's mRNA, there's mRNA DNA inside the shot, and that's going to alter your body, and you don't want that. You don't want that, because, again, they're setting you up by giving you the shot. It's just poison. They're setting you up for the long haul, and the long haul is to eventually for all animals to go to the slaughterhouse. If you were on a farm, they're waiting for the pigs to come to the slaughterhouse, as they say. So that's exactly what this is. So if you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ, we're running out of time, but here's the time to do so. Here's a simple prayer if you've not given your life to Jesus Christ. Folks, listen, find a quiet spot, and repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross to rescue me from sin, death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person like you. Restore me, Jesus, live in me, love through me. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. And if you prayed that prayer, thank you, and congratulations. Amen, amen, and amen. If you prayed that prayer, folks, God bless you. Tell me all about it. And you can always, always, always write to me at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And I'm Eric. I'm the host of the show. And I would love to hear back from you as to what's going on in your life and your world. And wow, that's just amazing. The first thing you need to do is dig into the Word, find a good Bible. First, dig into the Word of God. I don't care where you go, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you want to start in the book of Genesis and look and read how man was created, man and woman, and how humanity was created, you can start there. You can start in the very back towards the book of Revelation, and that talks about the end times and predictions, and not only predictions, but this is what's going to happen. People in the Bible, the disciples of Jesus Christ, had wrote the chapters of the Bible, and it's just simply amazing, folks. So the first thing you need to do is get a Bible. Second thing you need to do is get into your Bible. Third thing you need to do is just find a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And get a hold of your pastor in that church and just tell your pastor, hey, I prayed the salvation prayer. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior, and I want to know more. What do I do from here? And that pastor, he's a Christian pastor. He'll guide you. He'll guide you. He'll help you, and he'll take you to the next step. And God bless you, folks. God bless you for accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Like I said, we don't have a lot of time. And if you prayed this prayer with me, again, you can always write, if you have questions for the show, questions for me, you can always write endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, that's the end of the show. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated as we try to keep the show on the air. And your prayers also to keep the show on the air every week is greatly appreciated. I've gone through just a little bit real quickly. I've gone through some personal struggles and issues. And if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, I wouldn't be here myself. I've had all kinds of issues going on. This is a very tough year. As my friends would like to say, the devil's trying to work overtime on you to keep you off the air, Eric, so you can't do your podcast and you can't get the word of God out. And that's probably true. That's probably true. But I believe in my faith is strong and strong and focused. That's where it has to be. We all fall short of the glory of God. We're all sinners, especially me. And we all have to repent of our sins, and we just focus on Jesus Christ, and that's what we got to focus on. And sometimes we're all human. We all lose our focus, but then you just have to get your focus back and just realize that without Jesus, you would be going to, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you'd be going to hell, and nobody wants to go to hell. Heaven is the perfect place, folks. Heaven is a place where everything is absolutely perfect, and it's a beautiful place, and it's just, it's something that you have to dig into the Word of God, and it's just something that is just the most beautiful place, and you can live with Jesus Christ and live with God Almighty, and it's just such a fabulous place, and there's peace and tranquility, no harm, no pollution, no violence, no people running around shooting each other, nothing. It's just pure peace and pure perfection in heaven. And that's why God made heaven perfect like that. And so you have to understand, folks, that that's what you have to look forward to. And the opposite is hell, a place where you're burned in a fiery furnace forever. You'll just burn and burn. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And that's why you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So, folks, your prayers are always greatly appreciated. As always, I'm Eric. I'm your host. And again, you're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Now go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are also welcome and appreciated, and so are your prayers. God bless you, folks, for listening. Thank you so much. Until we talk again, folks, I'm your host, Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, thank you for listening, and God bless you. I'm out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.